All right, we're convening this special meeting. Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK. Can't hear you. Alexander, KPFK, asked for an excused absence. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT. Also asked for an excused absence. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes?
Present.
I hear you. Oh, yes. Fuentes, present. Goodman, KPFK.
I haven't reached her yet. I'm looking for another number.
Okay. Coburn, KPFA, is present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Wangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Patel Adams, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Sawyer, KPFA.
Just got his voicemail. I'll try him again.
Thornton, WPFW.
Present.
Shabanda, Uhura Radio affiliate.
Present.
And Wilkinson, KPFA, asked for an excused absence. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. Can we get our timekeepers for the issues?
Ibiana, I offer for issues.
Anyone will time the individuals? Volunteers?
Or your phone number, we'll get back to you. Thank you.
We got Adriana for the issue. Do we have a volunteer for the individual time?
I can try to do both, Chair.
I'll do it.
No, we need to try to get different people.
Okay, thank you. This is Serene. I'll do it. And I have a point of order.
We have 90 seconds for individuals, and the subject matter based on agenda would be determined with the time. And what's your point of order, Serene?
I would like us to vote on the excused absences.
Yes. What are the recommendations we have for the excused absences?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
All right. Who are you addressing?
The secretary. Do you have what are the requests for excused absences?
Right. Somebody just joined the call.
Yeah, that was a number I was given for Jan. Is that Jan Goodman now?
It's her house. She's not here right now.
Okay. Have her text me when she gets in because the other number I have for us didn't work.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, this is Janet. Three people asked for excused absences. Jonathan Alexander, Bill Crozier, and Margie Wilkinson.
I guess I have to second before I move to separate. Is that correct?
Yes, you can second it, yes.
Second.
Okay. A motion to vote separately, please.
Is there any objection to voting on these separately? Okay. Who is the first name for excused absence? The secretary?
Sorry. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Is there any objection for excused absence for Jonathan Alexander?
I have a question for Janet. It's related to my vote, obviously. I'm not just asking her a question.
Yes. What's your question?
Okay. Do you know whether Jonathan is on the affiliate task force? I'm having trouble accessing it.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but maybe somebody else on the PNB would know, and I can look that up, but I can't do that while I'm taking roll.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. I see it. Okay, yeah, I have no objection to Jonathan Alexander being excused.
Is there any objection to Jonathan being excused? No objection, absent an excuse. Who's the next person, the secretary?
One second. Bill Kosher.
You know, record your message. Bye-bye.
Is there any objection to Bill Crozier's request for an excused absence?
I object. Roberts.
Is there any discussion on this matter?
Roberts.
Yes.
Okay. So Bill is, along with some other PNB members, on the affiliates meeting. And from a note I saw earlier, had intended to be on the affiliates meeting, which is now canceled. But chose not to be on this meeting. So I object to giving him an excused absence because his indication was that he was available. He just doesn't like the idea of this meeting.
My response to that is, I mean, you have the right to object, but if he chooses to go on that, I don't, you know, if he will choose to go on another committee call, he has every right to make a request for an excused absence.
The meeting is canceled. The other meeting is not happening.
But still, for whatever
reason. This is Michael. I just got a point of information or
yes.
A point of order. Bill just called on my home line to say to call him for the meeting, so I'm about to do so.
Okay, so we can. That'll be moot if he comes on the call. Next person is Margie.
Chair, Janet,
yes.
Point of information.
Yes.
So are we putting Bill aside for now, and we're
yes.
Is that,
for an excused on the call,
absence?
If we have to vote on his excused absence, we'll put him aside for now.
No objection to Wilkinson.
Okay. Were there any no other person objecting to Wilkinson?
Bill here.
Okay. Bill's on the call.
Could you tell me what's happening, please?
We're just going over excused absences now. Okay. There weren't any objections to Margie being an excused absence. Okay. That's all of our excused absences.
Point of information.
Yes. Who is that?
Are the new WBA directors on the call?
I don't know of the other than the usual people that have been called.
Well, the three new ones that were elected last week.
Well, I see that there's been some emails on that. Then if you want them on the call, we'll have to the PNB would have to decide that, and you'd have to make a motion in that respect. And then we can debate it.
So when can I make that motion?
You can do that now as a preliminary matter.
Okay, I move that the newly elected WBA directors be called and added to the meeting.
Could you put a time period on that? Because we haven't gotten to the agenda yet. How much are we going to spend on that?
Well, I hope we can get it settled in 10 minutes. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe less. I mean, they were duly elected, so there shouldn't be any question about it.
Is there a second to that motion? To consider the new?
Yeah, Jose Luis Fuentes seconds it.
Jose Luis has seconded it. Okay, we'll now take a stack on the discussion on this issue.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so perhaps I should. I have a motion, but I'm trying to send it to you guys because it's a little. So perhaps I should wait and let someone else speak, but just put me on the stack, please.
All right. Anybody else for the stack? Anyone
well,
else?
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So it's my understanding that this these three WBAI people are were elected during a what's called a delegate assembly of WBAI, and the notification of this election was sent by the WBAI delegate assembly secretary. So first of all, it's my understanding that a delegate assembly is not a body of the Pacifica. The bylaws do not mention delegate assembly anywhere. And also there's no such thing as a delegate assembly chair or delegate assembly secretary in the bylaws anywhere. So this is was an election from some, I know this has been going on for years, but this is not a legitimate Pacifica whatever committee or something. You know, it's just not in the bylaws. And I'll stop there.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack? Each person has 90 seconds, timekeeper. Anyone else for the stack?
Oh. Well, this is Bill. I didn't really get to motivate my motion.
Tony?
Yes. Bill? And then who?
It's Serene, but can I interrupt what you're doing?
What's your point?
Okay. So I'll time Bill. Because he, you know, can't time himself. But then, if he'd like to assume his usual job, I'd be happy to give it up.
Bill, were you interested in doing timing people for speaking?
Okay.
Okay. Serena's going to time you for 90 seconds. All right, Bill.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the WBI delegates did meet per the bylaws last week, and to address Janet's point, the bylaws are very specific that the delegates, the elections are fully for delegates. The same people are become LSB members, but the election's for delegates. And it says the delegates shall meet to elect directors to the Pacific National Board. The other duty the delegates have is to vote on bylaws amendments, and occasionally if there's a recall or removal of a director, that's done as delegates. That's why there's a separate meeting, and that's frequently there's a separate, doesn't have to be the same chair, but it's frequently a different chair. When the first year I was on my LSB, I was chair of the delegates assembly, but somebody else was chair of the LSB. And I know that's happened at various stations, and I know at WBI, that's been the case, I believe, for a number of years, where the delegates chair is different than the chair of the LSB. But the main point is that we should be honoring democracy. The elections are finished. The WBI delegates met. They elected their directors for the remainder of this year. They've been waiting all year long until this issue about the elections is settled. The elections are settled now. The elections were certified last week. There's no reason whatsoever not to seat them. And if you're looking for to end up in court again without any insurance, because we have no D&O insurance, then sure, don't seat them. Well, I'm just, may I finish?
If you're not, who is that speaking?
I don't know who was speaking, but
everybody mute their phone.
I'm sorry, Tony?
Yes.
I don't know who that was, but we're well over time.
Well, I didn't finish motivating my motion, though, but.
Somebody interrupted. Just wrap up your statement, conclusion.
Okay.
Statement.
Well, the point is, this was done 100% per the bylaws. If we don't want to end up in court again with another bylaws violation and ignoring what the will of the members of WBII want, then you should be seating these people without any question. There's no reason whatsoever not to seat the people seated at WBII. And I'll point out that Serene was also elected at that meeting as a director. So why aren't the others seated? Why is she the only one here tonight?
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
Jan Goodman. Yes. And I'm on the meeting.
Jan Goodman? Okay, Jan?
I'm sorry, this is Janet. I need a point of something or other about somebody. Somebody needs to be called into the meeting. Jonathan Alexander requested to be called into the meeting.
Okay. Would you call Jonathan? Michael?
Yes.
Okay, Jan?
I'm sorry, point of order, Tony.
Yes, Doreen, what's your point of order?
I asked for the staff before. I think Jan was even connected. And I said I was sending the motion to you guys.
But, Serene, you didn't say you wanted to get back on the stack. We'll put you, you didn't give a time, so.
She can go before me. That's okay.
Okay. Serene.
No, please.
Be my guest.
Serene?
Thank you. Next. No, Tony, please. I want to respect the order in which you call people. I'll just wait.
No, you know what? If Serene put her name on the stack, I'm happy to. Please speak, Serene.
Yes, Serene?
Jonathan's here. Thank you.
Has everyone received the motion? It was sent 5 minutes ago.
Yes. Okay. I second.
Okay. So do I need to read it, and does that come out of my time for arguing?
Chair, point of order.
Who is that?
I don't see
Janet.
The...
Janet.
Who is that for the point of order?
Or a point.
Janet.
Okay, Janet, what's your point of order?
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor, and so this would be another motion. We can't have, is it, this a substitute motion? Is this an amendment?
It's a substitute.
Serene, could you tell us what this is that you were submitting?
It's a substitute motion. It was sent at 8:52, well, it was transmitted at 8:52 p.m. Eastern.
Could you summarize what the motion is?
Okay, so I will actually just read the final paragraph. Whereas the bylaws in Article 7, Section 6, I have a point of information.
What's your question?
Does the reading of the motion count against my 90 seconds?
No, if you can summarize it, we'll just summarize, and then we go to your 90 seconds, and then you can...
I prefer to read it. It's not... I think it'll be clearer and not significantly longer than my trying to summarize it.
Chair, this is Janet, point of order.
Janet, what's your point of order?
Well, technically, the Roberts Rule says that the entire motion should be read.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, Michael, with a separate point of procedural order. I just got an email that we're not audible on the stream.
Is Bill about that point of order?
Yes, Bill, is it referring to the stream, why we're not audible?
Yeah, I just sent an email. I think the port that, you know, the URL, the address on the KPFDX page is, we have two different stream ports, and I think it's the wrong address. So that needs to be fixed before we can continue the meeting, because... not a public meeting if it's not on the stream.
No.
So we need to wait for Otis to make that correction so people can listen. Or else he has to stop the stream and start it back up again with the right port, I guess.
Nancy,
at least I think that's what the situation is.
Nancy, request for information.
What's your question, Nancy?
Why is the address incorrect? What, has something changed?
Well, there's two different ones because sometimes we have two meetings going on at the same time. Oh, may I answer?
Yes.
Okay, and so I just looked and it says port 8080. Usually the PNB meetings are on port 6280. It's a little technical detail, but if you click on the link on the KPFDX homepage, and if it's the wrong one, then you'll just get dead air. You can't hear the meeting. It'll go to a non-existent meeting.
Janet, point of information.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, I need some clarification. Mr. Crozier, you are saying that the IT send the wrong information to the listener, to the listeners. That's what you are saying?
Well, I think that this the incorrect one is posted on KPFDX.
Yes or no?
Well, it's not a yes or no. You didn't ask the question properly, but it's, I think the information, I'm just assuming this now. I think the wrong URL, the wrong port is listed on that, on the homepage of KPFTX. It should be easy to fix, though.
Chair, this is Janet with a point of information.
Okay. Who is that?
Janet.
Janet, yes.
Is Otis on the call? And if not, and if so, Chair, would you communicate to Otis directly? And if not, would you contact him? Otis needs to take care of this.
Otis, are you on the call? Otis? Otis?
I mean, the streaming number's on the call, but apparently he's not.
Well, yes, he's streaming, but he's not in hearing distance. I don't know what the issue is.
Chair, can somebody communicate with him, please?
I will call.
It's been fixed. I just had the stream on, and I heard you talking on the stream.
Okay.
Thanks. Mr. Chair,
we're going to go back to orders of the day while we're doing that. Serene, could you read the motion?
Sure. One quick second, sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, is someone making a point? Okay, sorry, I thought I heard a voice. Okay, whereas elections for directors, I'm hearing something. Whereas elections for directors from WBAI to serve for the balance of the life of the 2016 Pacifica National Board, which is to say to January 26, 2017, were held on December 7, 2016, but whereas on the decision of a single person identified as the chair of the delegates assembly, a curious combination of newly, quote, elected delegates from the 2016 election and delegates on the eve of six-year term limits were allowed to vote, but delegates whose 2016 LSB terms had not expired and who would not be on the 2017 LSB, due in some cases to not having run in the 2016 elections, and in other cases due to not having been elected outright in the 2016 election, were not allowed to participate. And whereas the sole decider falsely asserted in an email posted below that a previous delegate's term had, quote, expired on on December 1st, close quote, when the bylaws in Article 4, Section 8 merely state that new delegates are seated, quote, in December. And further, whereas the bylaws in Article 7, Section 6B specifically state there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates. And that LSB meeting is due to occur on December 14th. The call for the December 7th, 2016 meeting that included newly elected delegates was improper. The persons allowed to vote do not comply with the bylaw command, and therefore any and all results of that meeting are hereby rejected. That's the motion. And I'm trying to get you guys the attachments, most of which you've seen because the letters were sent to the PNB. And I don't think seeing that is essential to understanding the motion.
Okay. Was there a second on the motion?
I say yes, for Mr. Chair, but may I have the floor?
Why do you want...
I'm sorry, point of order.
Yes,
point of order. The streaming that I heard was if you're on the KPFTX website and you click on Listen Now, you hear it. But if you click on the Listen Live within the meeting announcement, you don't. So I emailed Otis again about that. But I don't think we are currently being streamed, but most people, if they click inside the link for the meeting, are not going to get that stream.
Mr. Chair, the time. Mr. Chair.
You don't have a time on this, Adriana.
Point of information.
He asked for 10 minutes.
Well, we didn't vote on that. That was part of his motion.
Nobody discussed it.
We didn't. Well, that was part of his motion. His motion is on the floor.
No.
Point of information.
or point of parliamentary inquiry?
Jan Goodman, point of information.
I heard Jan first and then Serene. Yes, Jan.
So I am on kpftx.org, and I don't have anything that says listen now. It just says listen.
If you look in the main box at the top, it says Pacifica Foundation Calendar Meeting Archive. Right under the sort of olive branch, it says listen now. If you click on that, you'll get the stream. If you click inside listen in the meeting box, you don't get the stream. That's the problem. Bill is talking about. There are two different addresses, and I emailed Otis that effect. I'm hoping he's checking his email.
That being
said, I'm actually on the call. I got a note from Jonathan, but there's nothing I can do about it. Unfortunately, I have to take it off the stream and put it back on again. It has to do with the fact that the affiliates task force was booked first, and that's an automatic thing to go to an alternate stream when that happens.
So I can
go on to that stream. I can take it off and go back on again.
It's the point of order.
How long
will
that take?
About 30 seconds.
And then people, when they click it,
and I'll tell you when you're back on.
I conduct business until we're back, until we're actually on the stream.
All right, we're going off.
Which means 2 minutes.
Okay, we're back on.
Okay.
Point of order.
Sorry about that.
It's the point of order.
Well, you know, we're required to be on the stream for, because it's a public meeting, per CPB rules and our bylaws. So we haven't accomplished anything yet either. So let's just start the meeting over now that we've got the stream up where everybody can find it.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
We can't start the meeting over. We're going to have to proceed with where we are.
Well, what we just did was invalid. It wasn't public. It was streamed.
I wouldn't agree with you, Bill, that it was invalid. I mean, we started off, Bill. I mean, Otis said we were on the stream and we proceeded with the meeting. Now, if there was some technical difficulty, that's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean what we did was invalid. But we're back on the stream now. We're moving forward with debate on discussion. Okay.
Point of information, Jan Goodman.
Yes, what's your question, Jan?
I'm confused. I thought that Bill had a motion, and now we have another motion. So what motion are we talking about?
Yes, Bill had a motion to seat these recommended delegates, P&B reps from WBAI, and then there was another motion that we have in front of us made by Serene, which is basically, I guess, a substitute motion. And that's what we're debating.
I see. So we're now on the substitute motion, and we're, is that what is happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Dan Goodman for the stack.
Nancy to the
stack.
We want to
motivate the motion, and then we'll take a stack.
Tony?
Yes.
Gee, I had a question for you, and you recognized me after Jen, but that was so long ago.
Okay. What was your question?
My parliamentary inquiry was that when Bill gave his or raised the issue, you said we need to set a time for this, and he said 10 minutes. And so I'm confused as to why we don't now have that same 10 minutes doesn't apply to this entire discussion.
I was under the impression that he was proposing the debate, the discussion on, he was making a motion that we seat these representatives and they wanted to recommend a debate should be limited to 10 minutes, as I understood the motion. That's why I
point of order, Mr. Chair.
When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Can I
finish my question?
What's your question?
Okay, so when Adriana said time a little while ago, wasn't she referring to that 10 minutes that deals with this subject and includes both his motion and my substitute?
No, I was under the, I'm going to repeat what I said. I was under the impression that Bill was proposing 10 minutes for discussion of his motion.
Well, then, I'm sorry. I don't want to do the back and forth. I'm not clear. So why then did we begin a discussion without having set a time?
I was under the impression that once we voted on his motion, we would set that would be approving the 10 minutes, and then we go and debate on it.
Chair, point of information, Janet.
Janet, yes.
So we have not, the agenda has not even been considered to be approved. It is for agenda motions to be added to the agenda, et cetera, where we set time limits. If a motion takes place before that, it doesn't follow the same procedure. So when you said 10 minutes, that was your, as chair, can decide that. It's not that unless there's an objection, unless there's a challenge.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Should be 10 minutes, in my opinion.
I know what's your point of order.
You are calling me, sir?
Yes.
Well, that is one of the problems. When we send a motion, we know that we need to send it in writing. When you give the floor to Mr. Crozier, he states his motion, and when you ask how long he went for this, he said 10 minutes. After we started, nobody discussed anything. We went into discussion.
Point of personal privilege, Jose Luis.
Jose Luis, what's your personal privilege?
I have to get off the phone now. Thank you.
Okay. But I think...
Jan Goodman, point of order.
Jan, Chair, may I finish at some point in time?
My point of order is, since we're now on the stream...
Mr. Chair!
I'm addressing her point of order, Adriana. Could you please let her finish and then I'll hear what you have to say?
I have my
But Adriana was making a point of order.
I heard her point of order. I thought she was finished. Have you not finished it?
No, what I was trying to say is that we are already 25 minutes since we start with Bill Crozier motion.
Let me just say this. I would recommend, Serene made another motion, and these are very serious motions that we need to deliberate. We wouldn't have time if we said that. I would recommend that somebody make an extension of time if it was 10 minutes to deal with Serene's motion. Otherwise, we'll be voting on things that we haven't debated.
I move to stand for 20 minutes.
Point of order.
Bill, what's your point of order?
Okay, and I hate to do this, but, we've gotten several emails from people that weren't able to hear the stream, and I guess I'm going to challenge your ruling that you made a minute ago that I said we should restart the meeting so that it's all public, and we haven't accomplished anything yet anyway, and I believe you said that we didn't need to do that, but I guess I'm going to challenge your ruling, because I think we do need to restart the meeting and recall the roll, and so people know what we're talking about. People that just joined the stream have no idea what we're discussing right now, and that's, we're in violation of the CBB requirements too often.
Well, is there a second to that challenge?
I have a second.
Mr. Chair, is there something in between? I'm sorry.
Well, we have a challenge on the floor, and it's just been seconded, so I'm going to respond, and then we can proceed with the voting on the my response.
But I have a point of information. That may affect your response. I was just wondering if there's something, because I see the inconvenience of restarting a whole meeting. Is there something between restarting a meeting that would just help those listeners that were on the wrong stream at first? Maybe, a recap, something? Maybe there's something.
Well, Jan Goodman here. Can I address that also?
No, we're not going to. He had a point of information, and I'm just going to address the point of it. We have a challenge on the floor, and we have to dispose of that. That's all we're going to do. We can't. We have to dispose of the challenge and vote on it, because we can't waste time on that and spend a lot of debating. So he challenged it, and my consideration was we did a lot of preliminary matters, and the stream, we don't know how long the stream was on, so we didn't debate anything substance. So I don't think we need to restart the meeting. So we need to vote that up or down, whether the body wants to restart the meeting. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Alexander?
Pass.
Pass. Bethune?
He's still off the call. Point of information.
Yes,
upholding the chair. Yes, apparently it would be a yes vote. Yes. And that would say we don't restart.
Yes. Upholding the chair is a yes. No is not upholding the chair. Hey, Madam Secretary.
Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanede?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes no longer on the call. Goodman? Goodman? Can't hear you. Coburn votes yes.
Dan Goodman.
How
pass.
Do you vote?
Pass.
Goodman passes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Mwangaza?
Uphold the chair.
That would be a yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer is not on the call. Sorden?
I believe he is now.
Oh, Sawyer, Lewis Sawyer, KPFA, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Sorden?
Yeah.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson? Oh, Wilkinson's not on the call, sorry. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Alexander, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune, is Bethune back?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. And Sawyer, I didn't hear Sawyer say he was present. So, Lewis, are you on the call? And if so, how do you vote?
Not on right now. I'm going to try again.
Okay. So one moment. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes. Okay.
Jan,
Chair's ruling is upheld.
Jan Goodman, point of order.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion on the floor.
Let me hear what's your point of order, Jan, and then we're going to go back to Adriana's motion of extension. Jan, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that the listeners know who is on the call or what is being discussed, and I don't propose that we start the meeting all over, but I do propose that at least the secretary recite the names of the people on the call and also the motions that are on the floor so that the people who joined the call a few minutes ago can know what we're talking about.
Okay, I don't necessarily
point of order,
but we're going to go back to the... Adriana, what's your point of order?
Point of order is that we need to...
Oh, my Adriana. God.
...the open meeting rules, and I think that that would accomplish...
Who's talking?
Well, Jan, that's not a point of order, because we just decided that we're not going to go back to the beginning of the meeting. The board have just decided that. Okay, Adriana, what was your point of order?
Yeah, my point of order, Mr. Chair, was that, I mean, we cannot delaying and discussing the same thing. We just upheld your
decision, and we cannot keep wasting time. I mean, we already waste more than half an hour in something that was asked for 10 minutes.
Okay, Adriana, we got that, and now we're going to go back to your motion. You were extending time to deal with Serene's motion. What was your
20
motion?
Minutes.
Was there a second to that?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, is there any objection?
Chair, point of information, Janet.
What's your question, Janet?
Is that 20 minutes from now or 20 minutes from the 10 minutes that was up some time back?
No, I'm sorry, let me answer. We are 32 minutes since we started this issue. It means obviously we'll be 20 minutes from now because people want to talk on this and we need to go to a pro agenda.
Okay, she's saying 20 minutes from now, so we're going to go to a... Is there any objection to extending this item 20 minutes from now? Okay, there's no objection, so we'll go back to the stack. We were... I guess, Serene, were you motivated? Did you finish motivating your motion?
I don't believe I had an opportunity to do that.
Okay, could you briefly motivate, and then we'll go back to the stack.
Nancy, with a point of order, request for information.
What's your question, Nancy?
Are we in agenda approval, and Serene is asking to put her motion on the agenda?
No, we haven't gotten to agenda approval yet. This is a preliminary matter of whether or not we're going to accept the recommended delegates from BAI. So we haven't gotten to that yet. This is a preliminary matter that we're dealing with. Okay, Serene, you want to briefly motivate your motion?
Okay, don't count it yet. I resent it with the attachments for folks at 9:20. The original one was sent at 8:52. Okay, so I guess you can start running that clock now. Okay, here's the issue. We know that in since January of 2016, half of the board at WBAI and half of the delegates at WBAI have refused to come to a meeting, and instead they brought a lawsuit. That lawsuit has been dismissed. Following that, the person who chairs a delegates assembly, and I think New York is the only one of the five stations where the officers of the LSB versus the delegates assembly are completely different people. Anyway, this guy decides he's going to call a meeting, and he puts out a thing saying, oh, I want to meet between such and such a date. Two people were out of town. One person had a knee injury. I had a conflict of a meeting on the date that everybody on the other side happened to choose. And I pointed out that there was really, we were meeting as an LSB on the 14th, and any business that needed to be done could be done there. But after not having, you know, in spite of the PNB begging, you know, in February and in March, and the 12 people who did show up for work repeatedly contacting the PNB about how we could get things done, nothing happened. Now, suddenly, literally on the eve of turning out, this guy calls a meeting that includes newly elected people, two others who were turning out with him, and, you know, he just sort of pushed them onto all and said, we're going to elect the 2016 directors. The bylaws are clear about how newly elected delegates get involved in governance. They are seated at an LSB meeting in December. The WBAI LSB will be meeting on the 14th. He can't cherry pick who he's going to allow to vote. The bylaws are clear on how this happened. So while people like to talk about the delegates' assembly as though they are, or the delegates, because there's no such term as delegates' assembly anywhere in our bylaws, the mechanism by which that body functions is controlled by the bylaws. It's not we do what we want, you can't tell us anything, PNB. The PNB has the final responsibility for observation of the bylaws over an LSB, over any committee, over the delegates. So they can't tell the delegates, you can only elect such and such a person, but they can say these are the rules that govern who gets to vote. And in spite of repeated attempts to dissuade this unlawful action. Folks went ahead last Wednesday in a setting that was completely extremely bad for a board meeting, where we're sitting in a theater, a small theater. Four people were on the stage. The rest of us were backed up into those raked seats, you know, the bleacher-like seats, looking at the back of each other's head. Even if we all loved each other and were of one mind, that's not how you have a board meeting. And they're planning to do the same set of shenanigans tomorrow at what is supposed to be our LSB meeting, again, in a poor setting where people who have mobility problems have to climb the stairs to sit up.
You're over time.
Okay.
Okay, may I finish up?
Yes, could you wrap up your last statement?
Okay, thanks. So the meeting that was held on the 7th was in violation of the bylaws in terms of who was allowed to participate and when it was held. And I ask that you not reward bad behavior by recognizing the results of that meeting. Thank you.
Okay, I have a stack with Janet, Bill, and then I'll put myself on the stack after Bill. Anyone else for the stack?
Brace.
Ann Goodman, I put myself on the stack long ago, I thought.
Who, Diana?
That's what I think, Jan. You were next.
So I have a couple of questions about this. One is, do you participate in this meeting? Did the maker of the motion participate in this meeting?
Jan, if you have, this is part of your 90 seconds. You understand that. So we're not going to go back and forth. If you want her to respond,
right.
you're taking up 90 seconds.
So as I understand it, the bylaws don't require that the LSB seat the delegates. In fact, it's the reverse, that the delegates are seated first and they normally have their elections. So, and it seems that December 7th is in December, and, you know, this pattern of who gets to vote, who doesn't get to vote, it seems that this pattern was the same pattern that ended up disenfranchising some of the WBAI delegates last time, that it was argued that they were not properly seated because somebody who I thought their term ended when the new people were elected and seated, but the PNB's decision was that that person's term didn't end until her actual 6 years was up. She was still on the WBAI LSB at the time that people were being elected. So I don't understand what the rules are. They seem different this time than they were last time, and so I want this to be explained to me.
Fine.
Okay, time. Next person we have is Bill, myself, Grace, and then Adriana. Yes, Bill.
Okay, and by the way, I emailed my original motion. I just think, you know, we're just the substitute motion from Serene is like just flying in the face of democracy. We've been waiting all year for this to be settled. Who's supposed to be a WBI delegate? It was settled by the elections this year. Let's honor the wishes of the WBI members who voted in the election and elected people to their LSB, the delegates. They met last week. It was a duly noticed meetings. Everything was proper about it, 100%. Serene and her friends showed up. Serene was elected. Why is she challenging the results of this? And it's just appalling to me how we're looking for excuses to violate the bylaws and end us up back in court again. This is what it seems like. The bylaws clearly say that the delegates of the station should be electing their directors. These are just people for the remainder of this term now, remember? Just the remainder of this year until January. Let's seat them and stop wasting all this time fussing about, you know, this kind of stuff. We spend way too much time trying to keep people off of our boards and trying to disqualify people and come up with excuses to why we shouldn't honor democracy. This is supposed to be a democratic governance here we have in Pacifica. It's just so absurd to say that, you know, this election is somehow invalid, or that we're going to, like Trump, Donald Trump was saying, but, you know, we're only going to accept the results of the election if we win. That's what it sounds like to me. And we're that's the way it's going to sound out to our listeners, our members. We should be setting a better example.
Okay.
Nancy, request your information.
What's your question, Nancy?
So Bill said that they've been waiting all year for this LSP to be proper. Wasn't that decided when the court case was decided?
I'll respond.
May I clarify?
That's not necessarily true, Ned. Bill, you quickly can clarify only a few seconds. We're not going to get into a debate on it.
The California court case is on hold, pending the results of the election to make sure they're carried out and everything's finished.
Okay, she just asked the question. We responded to it. We got to move on.
No, it was an incorrect response. The California case, it's the New York case that was dismissed, not the California.
Okay, the clarification is the New York case that was dismissed. They said the California.
So that was dismissed? So that was dismissed?
Yes.
So that means, doesn't that mean that the PND decision earlier this year, in the beginning of the year, is hold?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to debate that. Nancy, we addressed your question. We've got to move on to the next.
Yes, there's not a question. I don't know. How can I decide on Bill's motion?
No, it was dismissed.
Nancy, you're going to go on the fact. You're going to go on the fact and finish your point. We had that. People have addressed the question that you put on the table. Okay. Next person on the stack is myself, and I'm going to say this briefly. I do have reservations and concerns that Serene raised. I think they're valid concerns, and it's suspect of the way they did the meeting. But I'm going to have to say I don't see any violation of bylaws. That's just my personal opinion of what the delegates did in New York. I can't see a bylaw violation. I'm going to have to disagree with the motion on that part. And also I think we do need to get representation from all of the representation from BAI, even in this short term, because there are some important issues coming up. And we've been trying all year to get full representation for BAI. So I would disagree. I agree with the issues that Serene raised because they are suspect for the timing, but I don't see it as violating the bylaws. So I would, I think we need to get the representation, and I would, this is my personal opinion, I would support having them on the board to do that. So that's my two cents. Next person I have on the stack.
Janet for the stack.
I have Grace, Adriana, and Janet.
And Serene, please.
And Serene.
Okay, the first thing that I'd like to say is the New York case was not dismissed. In other words, the PNB decision was not upheld. The decision by the judge was that
point
the jurisdiction...
Order. Point of order, Nancy Sorton.
Who is that? What's your voice?
Nancy, you said that we weren't going to discuss this anymore.
I didn't say that. I just said if you
I'm on the stack. This is.
I said, Nancy, I said you can get on the stack and discuss it if you want.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Grace.
Okay. Yes, Grace.
Okay, so the case was not lost. The judge decided that the jurisdiction was improper and stated that if the plaintiff wanted to continue with the suit, it should be filed in California. So there was no decision by the judge upholding the PNB's actions. Now, tomorrow night, I believe, there is going to be an LSV meeting at WBAI. The LSV at WBAI could rehold a director's election if it so chooses. The results will be the same because the numbers are not significantly different. So we're wasting all this time when a done deal will happen tomorrow. But parsing, and I don't think that Serene's statement's correct, because Article 5 of the bylaws, Section 8, filling vacancies on the board, was followed by the letter, as far as I can see, with the delegates assembly. that was held at WBAI. However, if we're going to dispute this, I would request that we get a legal opinion on this before it goes to court, before there's another lawsuit on just this kind of matter. I don't think we should take a vote on this. We shouldn't decide how to interpret the bylaws. I think we should either decide to put this off and adjourn this meeting and take it up on Thursday and request that the WBAI ratify their election by holding it again tomorrow, if you so choose. But the results are going to probably be the same, almost definitely. And we'll have wasted 2 hours of everybody's time tonight.
Okay, next person back is Adrian, and our timekeeper, keep it up. Adriana.
Yes, sir. We need to be careful because there's some problem.
Janet, point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege, Janet?
Somebody is breathing into the phone. Can you? Can everybody mute if you're not
everybody
talking?
Everybody mute their phone. Okay, Adriana.
The reality is that the motion that we have on the floor is absolutely right. We cannot dispute the bylaws, Article 7, Section C, that specifically said that there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates. What happened in December 7, first of all, the delegate assemblies are not in the bylaws. All of us meet in the LSB. We seat the members, the newly elected members, in the LSB meeting, and then when we need to talk about electing director or bylaw amendments, we adjourn to a delegate assembly, and then we elect a chair, and we go with. That is the practice. But the delegate assembly by itself doesn't exist. Doesn't exist neither a chair, an officer. The only officers that the bylaw talk about are the PMB officers and the LSB officers. And it's nothing that will allow a delegate assembly that come more than a near chair make a decision because he's not an officer. The call is even wrong. But like we said, in that meeting, you cannot sit in the delegate assembly some members.
Time.
Okay, next
Your clock worked for me, Bill. Wonderful, thank you.
Next person we have is Janet.
Right, well, again, the as Adriana said, Article 7, Section 6 of the bylaws say explicitly, there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates and to elect LSB officers. Now, an LSB is an LSB meeting. At WBAI, they have two separate meetings. One is called a delegate assembly. It's not called an LSB meeting. And then they also have LSB meetings. So the December 7th meeting was one of these delegate assemblies. It was not an LSB meeting. And the bylaws explicitly refer to LSB. So if anything was a violation of the bylaws, it was a December 7th meeting in terms of these elections. I'll stop.
Okay, next person I have is Serene. Serene?
Okay, this is Grace. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
I just received an email that we are not being streamed. The stream is not open to the public. You have to be registered to get onto that stream. I don't know if this email is correct or not, but I think that we should, in order to be in compliance with CPB rules and regulations, I think we should ensure that this meeting is being streamed.
Otis, are you on the line?
This is Michael on that point.
Yes, Michael.
I went to KPFTX. I clicked on the link inside the meeting announcement, and it immediately played on iTunes. It did not say it was private. Tracy Rosenberg keeps sending me messages saying it shows up in some other system for her, that says it's a private stream. Well, I think she's listening to it, so I don't know what she means by private.
Ann Goodman.
But Otis, let me ask Otis.
I'm sorry. May I have my 90 seconds, please?
But first, we got to clear this. Otis, are you on the line? Okay. Michael, you still show Otis on the line? I assume we're still streaming. Michael?
Hang on.
Jan Goodman?
Can we wait
on
to clear up
point,
whether that's on the stream?
I know, on the point of whether we're on the stream, I think it may depend on whether or not you have iTunes or what kind of player you have, as opposed to just being able to normally use it the way people normally do it.
Okay, we'll wait for that, and we're going to move on with the meeting until we get a response from Michael or Otis. Serene, yes, you're 98 seconds.
Did you say 98 seconds?
No, 98 seconds for the normal time.
Okay. Okay, so,
I just got email messages from Kim Kaufman and Bob Lederer, both saying it's on the screen, so I don't know what Tracy's talking about.
We got some of us on the stream, so until we hear from Otis, we'll just proceed with the meeting. Yes, sir.
This is Chris.
It's my turn. I want to speak.
I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace? If it's related to
the point of order is that KPFK, since 2003, has held delegates' assemblies, separate from LFC meetings.
But everybody be quiet, and I'm going to let me...
It's a point of order because there is a statement saying that the bylaws are say that there is no such thing as delegates or a delegates assembly, and I don't understand this. Where does this interpretation come from?
Point of order. Just because you disagree with the interpretation of a bylaw, that's not a point of order, Grace. We've got to go on with the orders of the day.
All right.
That's serene.
Janet to the stack.
Janet,
okay,
we had
thank you.
Serene?
Okay. I don't know what folks are looking at, but I would beg you to please look at the bylaws. And it's cited in the motion in the version that was sent out at 9:20 or whatever it was. If you look at Article Section 6, it is very clear, and it doesn't speak to the history and what people mean and what people meant and what a boycott is and what sabotage is. It doesn't go to any of that. It says, newly elected delegates are seated at an LSB meeting in December. The LSB has not met in December. The lie that people stop being delegates on December 1st is just that, because the bylaws do not hold that it's December 1st. You cannot arbitrarily decide that you're going to choose some people from a new election who aren't even seated, and some people from the last term. You can't do that. So for those who are unclear about what the bylaws say there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates. That's it. Any other formulation where you say, well, some people from that election can come and others who are going to, you can't do that. It's really, really clear. Read the bylaws. Article 7, Section 6B.
Okay.
Time.
Where are we on our...
Time, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
We had... Chair, may I...
Adriana,
10 seconds, may I?
No, could everybody... Adriana, did you say we were out of time?
Well, 1 minute over...
Okay.
That we vote on.
She's saying we're out of time, so we have to move on with the vote, unless there's an extension. Okay.
Nancy.
Who is that?
Nancy, I move to extend for 2 minutes.
No.
Is there a second to extending for 2 minutes?
Dan Goodman.
Is there any objection to extending for 2 minutes? Okay, we extended 2 minutes. Janet, you had a point of something?
Oh, I just wanted to say that one of the directors on the call just had said that somebody said that the bylaws don't say delegate assembly or delegates. Not true.
The bylaws refer to delegates all the time. The bylaws do not contain delegates assembly, that phrase, that body. It does not refer. Just search them and you won't find it. I'm done.
Okay. Our remaining time, is there somebody who hasn't spoken want to speak on this topic since we do have a little more than 2 minutes?
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
Okay. It sounds to me like they tried to elect 2017 directors with 2016 LSB members. I don't know if that's, which is why I believe the Serene brought her motion.
Point of information.
What's your question, Bill?
Well, or just clarification, that's not correct.
That's not a point of information. A point of information is a question.
That's not a question, but where are we with our time?
We are 30 seconds for the 2 minutes.
This is Serene. May I respond to
Bill for the stack.
This is Grace.
This is Serene. May I respond to Nancy?
I'd like to make a motion to extend time.
Okay, well, we got 30 seconds, and the way I would spend that 30 seconds, somebody would speak who haven't spoken yet.
So I don't get to answer Nancy's question, but Bill gets to tell her she's wrong in his false point of information. Okay.
No, Nancy was on the stack. She just raised the question while she was on the stack.
Right, and Bill falsely claimed a point of information to tell her she was wrong.
We want to hear from somebody who hasn't spoken. You're not automatically entitled to respond to people on the stack.
Thank you, Tony.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Well, Jan, you've spoken.
Time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're out of time. Unless there's a motion to extend, we're out of time.
Jan Goodman, motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Is there a second of that?
I second.
Can I object?
It's been an hour.
Hit on motion to extend, okay? We got a second on it. Is there an objection to extending 10 minutes?
Absolutely. It's been an hour.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending for 10 minutes? Janet?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. 1 second. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. Castanets?
No.
No. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchbeck?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sawyer? Is Sawyer on the call? Michael?
No. Keep getting voicemail.
Sordin? All right. Sordin?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Crozier, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 4 yes, 11 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. So that's 4 yes, 12 no, 0 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, we'll now go to a vote. The vote on the motion, Serene substitute motion. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanets.
Yes.
Message over.
Yes.
Thank you.
Crozier.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry. This is the substitute motion we're voting on?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Right. Okay. Goodman votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes. And so we... Sorry.
Now up for the substitute motion as the main motion.
All right.
There's an objection to that.
I'm sorry, I didn't measure the count. 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to...
I object.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the substitute as the main motion?
Yes.
A point of information. No, Serene sent 2 messages. Which one is the one we're voting on, or that was just adopted?
We're voting on
the 33 minutes after the hour.
We're voting on the substitute motion as the main motion. Okay.
I'm sorry, Tony. That's not his question. May I answer?
Okay. Yes, Serene.
Initially, I sent one at 8:52 that did not have all of the attachments. The one at 9:20 does have all the attachments. The motion.
So it's that second one.
It's the one at 9:20 Eastern.
This is great. I have a point of information.
Your information has to be related to the vote. If it's not, then it's out of order. What's your question, Grace?
My question is this. If there is no such thing as a delegates assembly, as
okay. Point of order.
It's a question. I have a question.
In fact, no. During the vote, any question has to be related to the vote itself. If you don't understand what we're voting on, you can ask a question related to that. But you can't get back into debate and ask a question related to debate. Okay. So
point of information, that's exactly my question.
What's your question?
I do not understand Green's motion. And that's why I want some clarification. It is something that we're voting on. I have a question. It's
that's fine, but we just voted.
Pardon me?
Would you briefly state your question, and then we briefly get to Johnson's questions related to understanding what the vote is?
Okay.
Yes.
If there is no such thing as a delegates assembly, and when there was the supposed delegates assembly last week, and there was quorum for that assembly, then was it not, in fact, an LSB meeting?
Grace, that gets into debate and discussion. That's not related to your understanding what we're voting on. Okay. Jonathan, you had a question?
Yes. We just voted on the substitute motion, correct?
Yes.
And now we're voting on?
Substitute as the main motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll or finish calling the roll?
Aaron.
I abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
Pass.
Pass. Bethune?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Bethune says votes yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanade?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. 7, 8, 5.
Goodman? Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Mwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda?
Left the call.
Alexander, you passed?
No.
No. Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
10 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions, 1 present not voting. This passes.